Jim in Minnesota's on the line. He's got a question about roofing. How can we help you with your project?
Yeah, I have a 28 by 40 building with a average roof pitch, and the shingles need replacing.
Okay.
Should I put tin on the roof boards, or I hear that we should put boards that run horizontally on the roof boards, then nail the tin on top of these horizontal boards?
All right, so first of all, Jim, you have asphalt shingles on there right now?
Yes.
Are you planning on removing those shingles?
Absolutely.
All right, good. So once you remove them, then I think you can put the tin right on top of the sheathing. I'm assuming you have sheathing there. If you don't have sheathing, then you would have to have sheathing put on those strips that you're talking about, those furring strips. Yeah, you would have to add those. But if you have standard sheathing, I think you can put the metal roof right on top of that. And it's a good project to do. You know, those metal roofs really do last indefinitely. And the coatings that are on the metal roofs today are reflective of the heat in the summer. So it keeps the buildings cold, cooler as well. So good project. Does that help you out?
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.